RTE. 2FM. Roz and Emma.
Now, Emma, it's time to get into an interview.
Yes. So there is a brand new show that just came out this week on Netflix. It's called The Decameron, right? Set back in 1348 during the Black Death in Italy. It is...
In Italy.
It is a comedy. Basically, it's, you know, these kind of higher class people end up going into this villa with some of their servants because they all go into the villa to try stay safe and to stop themselves from getting the plague. And it just turns into chaos. It turns into a battle of survival of the fittest. There's a lot of tennis involved, if you know what I mean. But it is fun. And guess who's in it? I said this earlier on. Saoirse Monica Jackson, who is of Dairy Girls fame. So I caught up with herself and Zsa Zsa Mammoth about the TV show. And here they are.
Hello, how are you both?
Hello, hi.
Good, thank you. Saoirse, I wanted to start with you first. I absolutely love hearing your Dairy accent in the show. And I can't help, every time I watch it, I can't help but think, how did she end up in Italy in 1348? How did she get there?
I think that that was sort of one of the really appealing things about the show and the premise. I think it adds to the intensity of the microcosm that they're sort of living in and the sort of pressure cooker that is Villa Santa. It's sort of this unique world that Kathleen has created, and a unique genre as well, that we all have different accents and it's not explained and we're living in Italy. I feel like it bolsters the sort of surrealist tones that the show tampers with at points as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a mixed bag of like all sorts of different characters. And for you, Zsa Zsa, your character, Pomponea, she's very, I would say, kind of entitled, probably lacks a bit of self-awareness. But I'd imagine playing her was a lot of fun. How did you find it?
It was a great, great joy. I think playing someone that was just like so unabashedly herself. And I often thought of her a bit as like a moody toddler. Like she had this sort of arrested development. So she was basically just a petulant child who was constantly throwing tantrums. And it was wonderfully enjoyable, especially when I, you know, got to act across from Saoirse and all of these incredibly zany scenes. And we both were just like at an 11 at all times. And it was really a joy.
And for you, Saoirse, so Masia is like the total opposite. I would say she wants to please her all the time. She's probably a little bit codependent. What advice would you give her yourself now looking in your character?
Grow your hair and tell the truth. Grow your hair and tell the truth to yourself and everybody else.
And I'd love to know for you both before we finish up, if you were to be in that situation in the villa back in 1348, how do you think you'd fare?
Ooh. Terribly.
Not well. Very much not well.
No showers.
No.
Thank you so much and congratulations on the show.
Thank you.
I love the way she says showers.
No showers.
No showers.
How would you get on?
I would give it my best shot. I think I'd be okay.
Yeah, we have this discussion quite a lot.
Yeah.
Who would survive in those kind of circumstances? And we've all agreed on the team, you wouldn't.
I also talked to Tanya Rellis and Jessica Plummer. Here it is.
How are you guys? It's lovely to meet you both.
You too. How are you doing?
You too.
Good, thank you. So Jessica, I want to start with you because I read that you described the show as being like Love Island. So why is that?
I mean, we're a group of strangers all coming together in an enclosed environment and, you know, we're all just trying to survive. We're only humans, good-looking people there, drama. Yeah, it's interesting watching Love Island, isn't it? Just seeing how, like, under different circumstances, when, like, everything from, like, real life is taken away from you, how things change and how people behave. You know, like, people go into the villa, the Love Island one, and, like, declare their love for each other after, like, a week and stuff. But, like... that's what happens. I think when you're in little bubbles, everything is intensified. And that's exactly what it was like for us.
Except for you guys, it was 1348 and you were trying to avoid getting the plague and catching that from each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And also wearing like a lot more clothes.
A lot more clothes, yeah, yeah.
So Tanya, from what I'm seeing so far, both of your characters, Lachisca and Filomena, I would describe you probably as being like sisters and that you kind of have that love-hate relationship. How would you describe it for people?
Yeah. I mean, love hate is definitely definitely the key, but with not as much love as there is hate, I would say. I mean,
she just hates me so much.
Well, you know, I think that with good reason. You know, Lachiska's been brought up in this family serving Philomena. She's believes that she is less than, that she's not worthy, and Philomena, you know, loves to remind her of this and has reminded her of this her whole life. She treats her really badly. So I think for Lachiska, I think there's more hate than love for a long time. Yeah. And I think it's justified.
For Philomena, it's not that deep. Like, you're born where you're born. You know, I know Philomena loves you, whether Philomena would like admit, but she has those feelings for you. She, like, Lachiska is the only person that she really has. She needs her. You know.
Thank you so much for chatting to me today, girls. It's lovely to meet you.
Thanks so much, Emma. Bye. Nice to meet you.
I'm sad because I was going to say it sounds like Love Island, and then they use Love Island to describe it.
Yeah, it actually is like, it's like a 1348 Love Island where they're all trying to avoid the plague. It's brilliant. It's called The Decameron. So I also caught up with Kathleen Jordan, who was the creator, and Tony Hale, who also stars in it, which we'll be playing on the show a little bit later on. Now, Roz, a few minutes ago there, we did play out, of course, an interview from The Decameron. So for anyone who doesn't know, The Decameron is a new show on Netflix. It's set in 1348 in Italy, and it's about this gang of people who go into a villa trying to avoid the plague. As it was described by Jessica Plummer, who's in the show, it's kind of like Love Island.
Back in 21.
Back in 1348. Yeah. I caught up with the show's creator, Kathleen Jordan, and one of the stars, Tony Hale. And here they are.
Firstly, I wanted to ask you, Kathleen, the inspiration came from a series of books. So what was it about the books that made you want to make the series?
I kind of found the book second. I sort of knew I wanted to write about this like moment in times that I developed a show during the pandemic, kind of, and trying to figure out how to sort of process the grief and kind of social upheaval that we were all experiencing. But I wanted to be able to do it and have it not feel too close to the bone. The Decameron was on a lot of people's lips as just a sort of a text that talks about a time like this in history. I read it, and it was a great inspiration, kind of like jumping off point for the series. There's not a lot of the book in the show, but it's because I kind of wanted to take the armature of the book and kind of reimagine the second half of it, which is like, you know, the elevator pitch of the book is what would happen if a bunch of wealthy people, you know, absconded to Florence and drank and told stories. And in the book, they survive.
For you, Tony, your character, Cerisco. So I can't figure him out yet. I can't figure out whether he's a good guy or a bad guy yet. So can you tell us about him and why you liked playing him so much?
I think I like him for what you just said. I think that tension of who he is, you know, it's like we all kind of have that dark and light in us, and you know, he starts off as a real loyal guy and then turns a corner and you see the neediness, the desperation, but then there's moments where he really sees people and he connects with people, but then the dark comes in. So it's always playing with that back and forth, which I love.
The show kind of reminds me a little bit of like a 14th century Squid Games. Everyone's
nice.
How do you think, for both of you, I'd love to know, how do you think you would fare if you were back then and you were in the villa trying to survive?
Well, I have juvenile diabetes, so I'd be dead.
They didn't invent insulin until the 19th century.
I have asthma. I wouldn't have an inhaler.
We'd both be dead. Is that a good answer?
I'd also be dead from those wool tights. I don't know if I could do wool tights.
I don't. I'm not sure. It would depend on where, like, what hand, you know, life deals you as far as class is concerned. And that's obviously a big theme of the show is, you know, sort of the disparity between the classes and sort of the how arbitrary and flimsy those labels are. Yeah, you know, love to be born wealthy, but then you'd have to be married off to whomever your dad chooses.
Kathleen, I'm guessing that you did a lot of research into the 14th century when you were creating this, but I wanted to know, in having worked on the show, did either of you learn anything really interesting about that time that you didn't know then?
Ooh. Oh, good question.
I think I was so focused. We were shooting in Rome and I was so focused on Roman history.
Yeah.
And Kathleen was like, Tony, we're in the 14th century. Let's like go up a little bit.
I think there, all of the sort of, I think we see a lot of, we can see a lot of ourselves and sort of trying to solve problems with like mysticism. Like there's a lot that they would do to try to prevent the spread of the plague. And it seems so dumb to us now because we know about germ theory, but the sort of things that they didn't understand how disease spread. So for instance, they thought that you could scare it off with sound. There's, you know, just all sorts of wild things. And yeah. It's like, they weren't stupid. They were trying their best. They just didn't have the science.
It's not far off from us washing our groceries the first week of COVID and thinking, well, we never know. It could come on the Trader Joe's bag.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. I remember
that was obviously false.
Taking a little alcohol swab and scrubbing down the side of the chicken nuggets box. It's like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
But you know, we didn't know.
No, and you're bringing back a lot of memories for me and I'm sure for anyone who's going to listen. And thank you so much for chatting to me today. It was lovely to meet you both and well done.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Bye guys.
Thanks.
There we go. Tony Hale and Kathleen Jordan, who is the creator of the Decameron. It's going to be out in Netflix on July 25th.
There you go. Sounds like a good one to watch. 2FM.